We got a little fun with real audio from out here at Boomer Jacks and Crazy Fort Worth for you now.
Yeah, we do. And this is, I would say, very, very different as far as what we typically hear from Fun with Real Audio. It does involve the listener, and we thank the good listener for providing us with these. This is comes from our P1 buddy, Derek, and it's not him. I'm going to read
Derek is here.
Yeah, I'm going to read you the original email he sent me because it's really funny, and I listened to it. I listened to it yesterday, and he sent me one piece of audio, and he said, "Look, if you want more, let me know." He says, "It was great seeing you guys at Ticket Stock. Always appreciate the connection you all have with the strong P1 listeners." Well, you're welcome. We enjoy you as well. He says, "A friend at work approached me this morning with voicemails from what sounds like an extremely drunk pirate and or hobo. The voicemails range from insults to threats to drone strikes. What you'll find are some incredible laughs and comedy, well worth the time to listen. I'm sending you one. If you're interested in the others, I'm very eager to send them, but I won't bombard you if you do not want them." And so I listened to the first one, and it took me about 1.1 seconds to send him an email back and saying, "Holy crap, send me all of them." So what happened was that this guy in the middle of the night starts getting phone calls from some random guy. And we've all been there before, not of this nature probably as far as the drunken nature of it, but we all get phone calls from people who don't mean to call us all the time that may leave us a random voicemail and maybe multiple ones. I have before from people like two or three different ones where do you call them back or do you answer the next time they call and be like, "You got the wrong number"? I let it all go. Because I don't want to talk to him.
No, I never call him back.
No. So anyway, this is the first one that he sent from the drunk, angry hobo pirate.
"Hey, motherfucker! I need a ride to the hospital. I fucked up my arm real bad."
By the way, he's definitely got, like, some form of weird Midwestern accent, too, that shines through when he's drunk.
"I fucked up my arm real bad. Boy, it's bad, too. So, if you can't get here in 12 minutes, then fuck you."
And he hangs up.
His laughs are priceless.
Yeah, they are. And so at first you're like, wow, the poor drunk bastard hurt himself. He really did hurt himself. And then I still don't know if he's joking. Do you know? Can't tell
from that.
No, he's serious.
Sounds like he is hurt.
He is serious, you
think? Yeah, I think so. He's just hammered or on pills.
Okay. Crank this up a little bit more, Andrew.
If he can't get here in 12 minutes.
Why is he giving a time limit, too?
And the specific number, 12 minutes.
12 minutes.
If he can't get here in 12 minutes, then f*** you.
All right, so that was the first one.
Oh, yes.
And then we matriculated to this one.
"Hey!"
Oh, jeez.
That woke everybody up out here.
You think we'll ever hear that again?
"Hey!" Like he's talking into an answering machine and the dude's screening his calls and he's trying to wake him up or something. "Hey!
Hey! Hey, motherfucker! I got a drone coming down your way right?
You understand what he's saying here, Mike?
Yeah, I do. And that now I'm freaked out.
He has got a drone that's coming down, your way.
Yeah.
I got a drone. I got a drone coming down your way right now. And you better be aware of it. Stupid ass. You.
There's the drone.
There's
threat.
A drone coming his way that he needs to be aware of. Oh, and by the way, you're a stupid a-hole and F-off.
And F-U.
Which are his two
and
favorite.
And he still needs a ride to the hospital.
Oh, yeah. These are his go-tos, is calling the guy a stupid a-hole and blank you.
Is that a drone?
All right, so here he goes again. Calls back.
Yeah, motherfucker. I'm calling to see if you turned your clock ahead. Yeah, you're a fucking ass. Yeah, you are. Well, anyway.
That's my favorite one.
I mean, he's very concerned about daylight savings.
Yes. He wants to make sure that the guy has set his clock ahead. That's a nice gesture.
I mean, but the whole needing to go to the hospital is kind of like a third or fourth tier story now.
Oh, yeah, it's an afterthought.
Don't you picture this guy with like a broken forearm or something like that? Like the bones protruding?
Yes, a compound fracture.
And he's wrapped it up in toilet paper or something, you know, and he's
just
kind of
drunk.
Yeah, just hammered, and there's blood everywhere. He's kind of sitting on the couch.
I like how bipolar he gets from going to complete hatred and despair to just bliss.
But the fact that I just want to make sure that, you know, you set your clocks forward. Okay, yeah.
Yeah, motherfucker, I'm calling to see if you turned your clock ahead. You're a fucking ass.
Wait.
Yeah, you are. Well, anyway, fuck you.
You are, anyway. Thank you.
Yeah, he was going somewhere, but then he aborted the mission and ends with
Listen to the little, after he says F you too, listen to the little chuckle he lets off at the end.
Well, anyway, fuck you.
Yes, I'd forgotten about that. Like he's just discovered cuss words.
Oh, my God, I got to hear that one more time at the end.
F*** you.
Was that the wrong one?
Yeah,
that's the wrong one.
Oh, son of a bitch. Let's see.
Hey!
Shut up! I don't know which one it was now. All right, so there is, what was that, number three?
Yeah.
I believe. All right, let's move on, because at this point, he's not playing any more games.
Mm-mm.
Yeah, I just wanted to say I think you're a fucking asshole. When I come down to Florida, I'm going to beat your motherfucking ass.
Ooh.
Yeah, now he's just mad.
Yeah, he's violent now.
And I love that. Is it any coincidence that this friend that he's trying to reach out is in Florida?
I know.
It's no.
Some river rat that lives down there, you know? With somebody that we saw at Gribbles at spring training, you know. It's got an oxygen tank and probably didn't have a foot.
Foot.
And here is the last one.
Yo, motherfucker, I just wanted to repeat that you're a fucking ass.
I'm really glad that it ended in laughter, though. The whole thing just... He wants to repeat that, yes, he is an a-hole.
That just kind of sums everything up.
Right.
Just in summary, let's just touch on a few things we talked about earlier.
I just want to repeat that you're a fucking ass.
God, is that Smokin' Joe?
Oh, it's sick. Boy, that does kind of sound like Smokin' Joe.
God.
Maybe things have gone even worse for him than we could have ever imagined.
Oh, man. Do we have time to play the other voicemail? From
Press the bar?
Yeah, do we have time?
Okay, you want to set this up real quick?
You know what? Let's take a break. We can save. We can do trifecta, right? We can save trifecta.
Yeah.
All right. In relation to those, there's an original voicemail that was left on accident to someone that will forever be the king. So let's play that next.